Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Melissa Ford, a.k.a. the Curve Queen, and you are listening to Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. Jason and Gio are nowhere to be found, so I have filled their seats with the spirited and spunky Claudia Jordan, hey. A friend of the show, and writer, actor, comedian extraordinaire, producer. And my very good friend, Chris Spencer.
Producer?
Yeah. Oh, shit, my bad.
He's a big time producer now. Like, he's all at the White House and just doing all kind of mainstream stuff. He got a tan from golfing and not from being at Venice on Sunday with the pit bulls.
Yeah. Oh, well,
I
damn.
Did that in the 80s.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to keep up with you. I mean, you know.
Well, our whole goal is to do the stuff that Claudia does.
Yeah.
Well, I was, yeah, well, no, you're doing your thing. I see your Instagram and I'm like, damn.
You know, don't judge me by that.
No, you had a good year.
People just like taking pictures with me.
Is it just like IG life and not real life? You know,
I mean,
is it as fabulous?
I'm not as rich as it looks.
Okay,
I'm as popular as it looks, but I'm not bawling like the people in the picture with me.
Yeah,
I'm a multi-thousandaire, unlike the other Negroes in my pictures. It's like, oh my God, he's rolling with Kevin. Yes,
but you have access though, and then you are a successful executive producer of a show, and that's, you know, for multiple seasons, and that doesn't happen a lot.
Well, just for the audience, tell us about the show.
You guys have all heard of Dallas.
Yes.
No, I'm joking. The Real Husbands of Hollywood, season 6 is about to happen.
And
my friend
that show.
Claudia Jordan will be on season 6.
Really?
We've been waiting for us to get to season 6.
Oh, really?
Are you really going to be on?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, it's the first you've heard of
no,
it.
No, she's never asked me. She just complains when she's not on it.
So okay, motherfucker. I'm asking you right now, goddammit.
You
got to
wait till season 7.
No! Well, 7 is my lucky number.
One nigga at a time, please. Thank you.
Really?
No, I don't know how. Listen, people think I have the control. I don't have the control.
I get it.
There's a network. There's a showrunner. I just happen to be the creator of it. And I'm the face that's your age, or age adjacent. Mm-hmm. So people assume, but if there's something, what happens is people usually come up to me after we finished. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody ever yells at me while we're in production. So yeah. I could go, you'd be perfect for this. Right. It's always like, man, I saw the show. Y'all ain't never called me. It's like, I ain't seen you in 2 years.
This is true. But we used to talk a lot on AOL, yes. Instant message all the time about damn. Life and the business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No funny business. He's a married man. We are family, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of.
My little sister.
Okay. Yeah.
That you haven't hired yet.
We go way back. And actually, you know, I wanted to ask you about something that you may or may not know about. And it's kind of like where shit between us got really fucking gnarly.
You guys had something like that too?
No. He was present when it happened.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm setting up the story.
Let's do it.
Right? Okay.
Because people think that we have beef.
Yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah, no, we now. Are. Exactly.
We're good now.
Pretty women. No.
Don't do that. Oh, okay. Yeah,
assumption
you're right.
It that is you guys assumption. Don't like each other.
It is.
But what's funny to me is when you guys have to compliment each other to let the other one know there's no beef. Nice shoe. Where'd you get that bag, girl? Like, you have to immediately put it out there and go, listen, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm not mad at you. I'm just as fine. And I'm just going to compliment you on your shoes that I really don't like. But just to let you know that
it's all good.
I'm confident. Yes.
Exactly. No, I mean, sometimes we do go a little bit too hard in the paint with the, you know, complimentary shit. But okay. So fast, you know, rewind to when I first moved to LA back in like
78.
Not 78. 2008.
Right.
Okay. And I went to, I want to say it was like an R&B live or something like that. You were hosting. Mm-hmm. Okay. You were there and I didn't know you were there. Mm-hmm. And we really weren't even that familiar with each other. I just kind of knew your name and, you know, that's it. Price is Right and everything else, you know, the briefcases and shit. And, and I happened to be with somebody, who shall remain nameless because I'm not going to give her the airtime, but you and her had a supposed beef. I don't know if you were aware of the beef.
I have a lot of one-sided beefs.
I'm like, high five. We got beef.
I feel you on that.
I don't even know you. But anyway, so she, in her mind, you guys had a beef. And so you were on the stage, you were the MC for the night. Mm-hmm. And you
I was fantastic.
Actress?
You were, yeah. No.
Okay.
You were fantastic, as always. And, you know, you were just kind of shouting out, you know, your friends in the audience.
And I got booed. From your area. Your friend.
From her. Exactly.
What does she do? What field is she in?
Girl.
She makeup or something? PR?
That woman was Michelle Obama.
She was in PR, but now she's, I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. I don't know what.
And then someone came to me, I think it said Melissa, and such booed you. And I was like, why?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I was wondering, did you ever know from your angle, like that had happened? Did you hear the boo when you said, yes, shout out to my girl, Claudia Jordan? Then all you hear is boo.
I thought I heard something.
I'm so used to it.
I told everybody it was Melissa Ford.
You fucking asshole.
You did. Thank
she
you.
She does not like you.
So I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, have you lost your cotton picking fucking mind? What is wrong with you? She was like, I just don't like her. I was just like, who gives a fuck who you like and who you don't? That was beyond fucking rude.
The people that hate me usually have never met me or have dated me like maybe a long time ago. But like, it's usually like someone that have never met and I guess my persona like from afar is I can't stand her.
She goes hard, okay? So but it when could I'm be somebody she's talking shit about.
No but when fucking I'm way. Attacked, she's a fucking kitten.
Listen.
I'm meow.
She can start some shit before.
What do you mean I started shit? Like what? On the radio when we're telling jokes and all the male comedians don't get
They get their panties in a bunch.
No.
I can't say anything about anyone. They can say the most horrible things.
We had two different people who say horrible things and go there. Her and Johnny Mac. Mm. So they're darker than the rest. Light on the outside, black as coal on the inside.
And we are encouraged to do that on that show.
No, exactly. I'm just telling you. So when people hate you, it ain't out of nowhere. It's like, bitch, you said my dog had cancer. Okay. And I don't have that dog anymore. And when I see you.
But I don't say it unless it's true.
It doesn't matter if it's true. It could be true that, you know, when I shit, I get it on my hands. But you're not supposed to tell everybody.
Listen, we're on the foxhole, okay?
Listen, I'm just telling you. Open. What happens?
Okay. But there's people that I didn't talk about that feel that way.
Well, then there's those people. There's those two
where
people.
I'm like, damn.
I'm just talking about the other 6,000 that were
hurt.
And
I used to feel bad on that show. Like every time we go hard on someone, I'm like, okay.
See, nobody expects her to be as good as she is and as funny as she is. So we had a very, 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 very named comedian who tried to go at it with her.
Yeah.
And I was in the background going,
I really want. I want to know who it is.
Same publicist you're talking about.
Really?
I mean, you're telling us, so we can't tell you.
Oh,
so,
oh shit.
We'll tell you off air.
Okay, fine. Sorry, people.
Being like the only woman on the show, mm-hmm. a lot of times the guys, you know, you're an easy target. I'm sure, you know what I mean? Like, it's like they can just get a win on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jason is regularly trying to broker my vagina.
I know, he does.
Yeah, all the time. Jason Lee, who, you know, I'm basically sitting in his chair today because I'm usually over there.
Oh.
He tries to broker vaginas a lot. Like, he's like, if I had the access that you guys had, like, I would be making a lot of money. He thinks you should accept money for getting shat on and all kind of things. Like, he has no boundaries.
Mm. And I'm like, if you had a vagina, I think that you'd have a little bit of respect for it. I don't know. I think so. I have a lot of respect for mine.
It's easy for men to say that what they would do with it, but they don't have to care for it and deal with the after effects.
No, we have to care for it.
Not like us though.
I mean, no, I don't, you know, I buy pads. I don't insert them. But.
Oh God.
Chris is a married man and a happily married man.
Yeah. How's it being married, Chris Spencer?
Yeah. How is it being married?
Today?
It's
different days. I'm gonna have a different answer every day. Today is fantastic.
And you have a Latino wife.
Yes.
So is it the stereotype true? Is she like real feisty and talk shit and cuss you out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have you guys
imagine
been married?
Imagine a black woman with a paper cut. That's how much angrier they are. Just a little bit more than you.
Has your wife ever hit you?
Hell no, she's not that kind.
Really?
No.
You ever got slapped by a wife?
I've never been hit by a woman.
Has she thrown anything at you?
No, she's not. I have a suburban Puerto Rican.
She ain't feisty then.
She don't love you that much
then.
She
ain't feisty.
I'm saying, like, when we really are that mad, have you slapped a guy before?
Yeah.
Right, like, that's some inner, like, that's like, you don't
You slap a guy too?
A guy.
All the single ladies.
Some guys like it though, and they like being choked.
Maybe you stop hitting niggas. You guys can get married.
Listen,
maybe that's it.
It's never for no reason.
You're an uppercut away from a diamond ring. Okay.
I've never punched any. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yes. I know I like being choked sometimes, but that's a whole other
story. That's naked.
So
I'm talking about in Ralph's.
That's our daddy issues. Oh, no, you don't have daddy issues. I do.
No, I don't have daddy issues.
A little choking's good. One day your daughter might be like being choked, Chris, and that's a
choke stroke.
I don't want to be. I won't be.
That's a reality you're going to have to embrace one day.
Mm-hmm. No, that's different. That's sexually choked. I'm talking about Sayers Club.
No.
It can lead to sex, but okay, so we got out of time. How long have you been married, Chris?
You're not really supposed to count a life sentence. It's just...
Goddamn.
10 years.
Being in Hollywood, yes. That's a fucking lifetime.
Times seven, yeah. Usually. In LA, born and raised, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lifetime.
And then as cute as I am.
But you're older now. The sex drive has dropped and you probably have issues now. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like the same as when you were in your 20s.
Erectile,
right, like guys might get like over 35.
You have to buy horny goat weed.
The sales don't really blow full mast.
Yeah.
All the time.
How's the
life? I don't have a problem with that. But the hunger. No. I like that. I'm going to use it on stage tonight. I got to have some ass every night guy is dead. He's
tired.
What would be a normal amount for someone? How old are you?
49.
49. Yes. Okay. I've only dated an older guy like once or twice in my life. It's always been like really a lot younger than myself. But anyways, right. We won't get into that. Uh-huh. Just, I have questions about that.
Yes, please. I'm an expert.
You just don't have, when you do it, you love it, right?
Yes.
But.
No, I still want to do it. Don't get me wrong.
But it's just not all the time.
You know what happens when you're married is that you want it to be initiated.
You want the woman to do the work.
Not do the work, but just every now and then give me a little tug. You know what I mean? Like, what happens with most men, and if you interview most men who are married, it's not like your wife is saying no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But they, especially when you have kids, she's busy. She's mm-hmm. doing shit, mm-hmm. and so that
girl,
you want that girlfriend back, and that and she's been murdered off.
But are you doing boyfriend stuff too?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. See, I feel
he
like
so. What happens?
So let me tell you. So a lot of times when guys go on vacation with their women and there's no kids around, all of a sudden there's that energy again that you guys both shared when she was doing whatever it took to get her. Get you away from that other girl.
That's funny.
So,
you know what?
I would love to know what that's like.
Listen, this is all fiction.
Listen, Chris Spencer. I am going to leave you alone on that
okay.
one.
Okay. Well, here's a question for you guys. So a power couple just recently announced their separation due to the fact that he may have fathered an illegitimate child. I'm talking about Lala and Mello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one really hurt my heart. Not just because of the fact that, you know, I really, really like Lala, but because... You know, it kind of they had that storybook kind of romance thing going on. She wrote the love playbook or mm-hmm. whatever her book was called. Mm-hmm. I think it was being turned into a movie or a TV series. Mm-hmm. And then this shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Whose fault is it?
What do you mean whose fault?
She didn't stick his dick in some other chick.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know their marriage. I don't know what
was
going
on. Listen, let me say, I just read a story about a guy who has 23 kids. You know why? Because he only had sex at night thinking that his sperm was asleep. Dumb motherfucker.
What color was he?
He was, unfortunately,
one of us.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Because we believe in all that bullshit. Oh, my grandmama told me, my big mama said, all these like old wives' tales. We got to stop with the bullshit.
I'm going to put some salve on my balls
and
kill
black people,
the sperm.
Stop thinking that iodine and rubbing alcohol and all that. And what is the other one?
Salve.
The stuff that you rinse
NyQuil.
Your mouth of.
Oh, Listerine.
Apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, all that doesn't cure everything. So stop the bullshit.
I was talking to Laz. He thinks apple cider vinegar cures everything. Yeah. He's putting it on his neck. Meanwhile, I'm like, you need acupuncture and I don't know, Vicodin, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
As far as Carmelo and Lala, I love them together as well. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
it's just fun to say Lala and Mello.
Lala and Mello.
She kind of gave a lot of women hope. You know, she got the baller man and she got him when he was younger too. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, you know?
Yeah.
And so. It is. Trust me, I've tried. But
speaking of which, I saw your ex-husband the other day.
Did you really?
Anyways, we'll go back to that.
Is he gonna put you in another movie?
Thank God, girl, no. I don't think so.
Oh wait, I'm supposed to say he was never my husband. It didn't really happen.
Oh shit! Right, annulment.
Yeah, okay. That means it never happened.
It never happened. Okay. So you dreamed the whole motherfucking thing. Did you also dream when we were telling you, girl, run, Forrest, run?
He asked me. He was like, I feel like you're my soulmate. Like right away.
For
he asked
fuck's
me.
Sake! And the rest of us.
Y'all got
like,
married like on the first
month,
date, right?
Like 2 months in.
Yeah,
I remember it was quick.
Guys usually like me a lot in the first 2 months. Like they love me like for 2-3 months.
Did he like your cat?
No, he punched it in the side.
My
cat, because he was like obsessive compulsive, like one little piece of cat hair on the bed. He's like, go crazy. Like I was always like vacuuming at like weird hours. And like I had that lint roller at all times. My house was immaculate.
That's love.
You know? And I was always cleaning up. And one time he saw like a piece of cat hair fur on the bed and the cat jumped from the window to the bed. It was like, it just used it as a stop to go. He caught that cat like midair and punched it. Like, oh my God. I knew then it wasn't gonna work out.
He punched your cat.
I'm like, I know another kid you can beat up.
No, that's but anyways, shit. It's fucking hilarious.
punched your pussy.
No, the cat.
The cat. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. But okay. Anyway, that wasn't the question.
No, we were talking about Mello and Lala.
Right.
Oh. And then the alleged baby.
Part of me, I mean, not that I understand cheating, but if you do cheat, like, you just can't go raw dog in the side. Like, what do you
don't know
do?
How good pussy. I'm sorry.
But I'm saying, like, man.
Yeah.
There's so many. That baby can cost you millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Tiger Woods. Well, he didn't get anyone pregnant, but just bad decisions with these fellas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods with his women. If he would have bought the little rat girl some new tires for her car. She wanted some tires for her car. She lived in a cold place. You know, he's scooting in a Perkins parking lot on a period. All she wanted was some tires. $800. He would have like stopped another person from coming forward. You know what I mean? It could have like held on to his legacy a little bit better. You know what I mean? It affected his game.
Yeah.
Like, but just preventative thinking.
You feel like you're untouchable. So he figured, I mean, he never in a million years thought whatever happened would happen. So if he knew that far in advance, he would have paid the $800. So he just thought he was untouchable and he got touched.
She was down.
With a nine iron.
Yeah. But I hope they work it out. I did see something today that he's been like liking her post and he's trying to get her back. And I hope they work it out.
Yeah, yes. There has been no filing of divorce papers or anything like that. And I mean, you know, it would be sad if that's like another, you know, if another one bites the dust kind of thing. Because I mean, Jesse Williams has filed from divorce from his wife. I was just talking about that on the other episode that I taped with Takara and Alicia Renee. That was hilarious.
A lot of women are definitely up in his DMs right now.
Yeah, I'm.
Oh yeah, after that first speech, she's I got choices.
Yeah, lots of them, lots. You know,
but I'm sure that's not why. I mean, he's always been pretty, so
He also doesn't want to pay alimony. You were asked to pay alimony on the marriage that never happened, right?
Not alimony, but there was just some talk about my house, but it never really materialized. But I was the homeowner.
The one in Arizona?
I had two houses. Yes. They're both gone. Shout out to Bush.
Divorce is
economy. Bush. Gambling problems. A lot of other things. Deal or no deal getting canceled. Everything at the same time, basically.
Okay, well, Chris, so on a lighter note, Chris, how do you keep your marriage fresh?
He's
fresh
scared.
Like a spring breeze.
She's my friend.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know it sounds cliche, but
it does.
Huh? It does. Yeah.
Said it so like.
Yeah, she's my friend. We're like, buddies.
She told me your ass better say the right answer when you get in that damn show.
I'm sorry. She's. I mean, we just click.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so when the sex doesn't happen in a year, I can understand.
Not a year.
No, I'm joking.
What's the longest you've gone?
What's today?
The 26th of April.
And Christmas is. I don't know. I don't count.
She's newly married in the back. Like,
really?
About 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
3 years. My bad. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry,
so they're still having sex regularly.
Yeah. Apparently so. Look at what she's got a bunny.
I don't ever say that anymore.
She's pregnant.
Yeah. I don't say that no more. I've done that before. But like, oh, what are you expecting? And this fat girl was like, expecting what? I said, I guess
expecting
a salad.
Your next cheeseburger.
That's horrible. I've done that before.
Congratulations.
Too. I don't say anything anymore.
Yeah, no, but she's very obviously pregnant. Okay, well, anyways, the airlines are catching an L recently. The most recent one is a passenger was kicked off a Delta Airlines flight for going to the bathroom while they were laying, you know, sitting idle on a fucking tarmac. I swear to God, I feel like we're being held hostage by the airlines, or we have been, and now this is retribution here. Like, do you guys have any, because I know you guys travel all the time. Do you guys have any horror stories from traveling, like with rogue fucking flight attendants, or just like plane dropping 10,000 feet in the sky, or just something random?
My friend and her husband were on a flight and they were in first class and they're about to take off, and they held hands to say a prayer before they took off.
Yeah.
And the flight attendant came in, separated their hands.
You're lying.
No. Separated their hands and told them to stop. Like, I don't know where they get off with all this, you know, arrogance, especially after 9/11. They should be happy that we still, you know, fly, especially American and United.
Was it a nice Christian prayer?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out
what was this woman's impotence to do that.
No, they were Christians, and they, not that it should matter, but that's what they were doing, and they separated their hands and, you know, physically put their hands on them. You know,
that sounds insane.
Yeah, like they've been wilding out lately. I don't know what's going on. I feel like the climate of America, I mean, it's always been a little cowboyish here. But you can't deny that things have gotten a lot more rude in this country and a lot more arrogant. Like, you know, just...
I mean, I find people are definitely taking pride in being petty these days. I'm like, what the fuck is... How is that? Like, where's your sense of... I don't know. It's not being petty. It's being a mannerless fuck.
Yeah.
That's really what you are. So you're taking pride in the fact that you're losing a little bit of your humanity. Right. Like, it's cute to a certain extent. But then when it's just like, oh, I'm just keeping it real. No, you're a rude son of a bitch.
Right.
And I just don't get where the humanity, like, why we have stopped being, like, you know, just human beings to each other. Kind and courteous, for fuck's sakes. I don't know. Am I like
speaking? No, I love hearing you cuss.
That's speaking of courteous, R. Kelly is being accused of giving a married woman chlamydia, and I don't think that's really courteous.
Because if you, I think that's terrible.
Sorry about the segue, but I just feel like, you know.
I thought that was great.
First of all, she's married.
She's married.
So I mean, she's over 20 something.
Right. I don't believe this. I don't believe the story. I need to
know.
Lied.
Maybe she was married young. She's from Mississippi, so you know, I don't know what the age of consent is. But anyway, she gave her name's Asia Childress. Mm-hmm. And she admitted she had relations with R. Kelly before the marriage, and then she saw him at a concert like a few months later, got back with him, been carrying on an affair for years. And, you know, she came home with chlamydia. And
okay, so question.
That's her lying to her husband.
Okay. Maybe the husband gave her chlamydia. Yep. He's like a little trick.
Okay. Can you get chlamydia if you use a condom with a guy?
No.
Okay. Then maybe that bitch should have fucking strapped up with him. It's her fault. She's got chlamydia.
Right.
I don't care where she got it from. It's your fault.
Right.
It's your fault.
What if the juices dripped off the...
Blood juices.
Okay. But it gotta go... Well, here's some fun chlamydia facts. There are 200,000 new chlamydia cases every year. It's a bacterial infection. It is easily curable with antibiotics, and it can affect the penis, the vagina, the anus, the cervix, the urethra, the eyes, and the throat. Happy fucking this week, people.
Who's putting their dick in somebody's eye?
Next level.
Got to try something new.
Got this new shit. Those other holes are played.
Yeah. Take that mascara off.
Tight eye socket.
I'm about to glue your eyes shut.
You ain't gonna see this coming. Put him bump.
I can't with you guys.
I have another story. Can I?
Yes, I'm sorry. Watch it. Yeah, no, please. Be my guest.
Feel free to chime
in.
Yes.
I want to hear a fancy segue again. Like you
did that. Yeah, because that was really, really good.
Yeah.
Speaking of good, Flo Rida's baby mother says she's not a bit, she's not greedy for wanting child support. I figured you might want to chime in on this one. Alexis Adams says Flo has not helped financially support his 7-month-old baby boy who does have water on the brain. And, you know, she said she's not surprised because he had told her to get an abortion and called the baby an evil effing child. This is allegedly. This is what she said. Flo Rida is a friend of the show, so no.
Is he? I don't know.
Well, I'm cool with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyways, my question is, should men have the right to insist on an abortion if they help create the baby that, you know, the unplanned pregnancy, mm-hmm. I guess, accidentally got you pregnant? Do they have any right to speak on it?
I mean, if they can ask, they can insist.
Yeah.
That's not like they can perform the procedure.
Right.
So, you know, you lay down.
So the 100% choice should be the woman's choice? I'm asking.
I think they should have
a say.
Because
you do have a little piece of me in you.
That's true. That's true. I think it's something you guys should both talk about, right. But they can't.
I mean, ultimately, it should be the woman's decision, but I think she should at least, you know, hear what he says.
From my perspective, there's no way that I would want to bring a child into the world that was unwanted in any way, shape, or form. Right. That's just my personal perspective. So if the child's father was not on board with the decision, then definitely it would have to be something that would be taken into consideration. You know, I don't know. Custody issues when it comes to kids, they get so fucking ugly. And the kid is the one who loses.
True.
You Melissa know?
Do you feel like he signed kind of like a nonverbal waiver when he decided to ejaculate into the woman? You know what I mean? It's kind of like signing off. Like, you know, when you go to film a scene in a reality show, right. You know, in a restaurant, you're there and you sign the consent form. You're there. Like, you're in there. So you kind of already, you know, you agree to whatever happens. You know, if you get included in a scene, you know what I mean? You kind of already signed up. I kind of feel like when they stick it in and then pump a few times and then ejaculate, you kind of gave me your answer right there.
Well,
do you think these people are... going raw and some stuff drips off? Or do you think they're...
No, he's going raw,
shoots
dog.
Away. No, I'm talking about, are they going shoots away and then I'm going to write you a check? What? Do you think they're going raw?
I don't think they're thinking.
I'm thinking, are they the moment, slow on the draw?
You guys think with one head at a time, okay? So when this head is doing all the thinking for you, this one just stops fucking working. Completely.
It's tough.
Totally.
Yes. And I do get you're in the moment, you really like the person, and it's like more natural, I guess. You know what I mean? Not to
trust
have that.
Me, he's
you guys can feel the difference between the condom and an okay.
Yeah,
right?
And then condoms can make you have like all kind of issues and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Next topic.
No, it's absolutely not what happened. He's had this issue in the past.
She did say this is the second time.
Yeah.
Some more fun. Oh, do you think that... He's definitely had this issue. This is an asshole thing I'm going to say that will probably make people not like me.
Oh, here we go. This is my favorite. This is what makes her fantastic, everybody.
So, do you think he would be more willing to claim the baby?
No, don't even say it. Next topic. I know her. This is how dark
I know where
she is.
She's going with
she's
this,
so
too.
She's so dark.
It's entirely possible.
If the baby
was not mentally challenged.
I meant dark skin.
Was the baby dark skin?
No.
You fucking bitch. Oh, wait, because, okay.
Will he be willing to claim her? No. Him. No, I wonder about that. Like, is that something that someone just wouldn't want to deal with? You know, that's extra stress. Like, on top of that, the baby has issues, and that's a whole nother set of responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already claiming another kid right now, as far as I know. He's, like, running around with a 2
Maybe you can have
something.
Him.
No, there is no having him do nothing.
Okay, there's some more fun facts.
Yeah, nothing.
A bottle of champagne in the club ranges from $470 to $275,000. Meanwhile, condoms cost roughly... $14.95 for a 24-pack of Magnum large bearskin condoms. So just put that in your pipe and smoke that for the weekend. So I got information for y'all.
I got a condom joke. It just reminded me of.
I do.
Okay. You know? Yeah, and it matches everything we're talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Little kid is in the store with his dad, and his dad goes, "Dad, what's a 3-pack?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, okay, that's for Monday. I mean, that's for Friday, Saturday, Sunday."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Okay, what's a 6-pack?" He goes, "Okay, that's when you have a girlfriend and you want to do it twice, 2 times Friday, 2 times Saturday, 2 times Sunday." He goes, "Okay, what's a 12-pack? He goes, "Oh, that's when you're married. January, February."
Damn, really? So it's just best to just be boyfriend or girlfriend forever?
Huh?
It's just best to be boyfriend or girlfriend?
No. No, you need insurance.
That's fucking hilarious.
Do you want to get married?
Dental.
I want to get married.
Do you want the wedding or do you want the marriage?
You know, once you hit the age of 40, can you still wear like the white dress and do the whole bridesmaid thing? Can you do that?
You can.
I mean,
and I plan on it.
And listen.
I mean, I really would. I think
the veil
would.
And everything. I'm gonna be obnoxiously virginal. Like none of that shit counted before
today. I haven't fucked in 3 weeks, so
I like being a virgin. So you don't want to right now. You don't.
I would.
You just haven't met the guy.
I would love to to meet the guy that I would love to marry.
There yes. It is.
Have you been close?
I have been engaged. Yes. Yes. And then I found a tape of that fuck having sex with another girl. So that was basically.
You found the tape.
I found the tape.
Was it VHS or was it like the phone
it was,
era?
It, no, camcorder. Oh, camcorder with the mini tapes.
So obnoxious.
Yeah.
You gotta set that up and put time. It's not the,
exactly.
Did you guys make sex
tapes
too?
That fucking thing was on a tripod and he was making faces while she was giving him head.
It was just head?
No. Then they fucked. Okay, I saw it all.
Okay. And, would you have stuck around if it was just head?
But here's the kicker. When she was down there giving him head, I couldn't tell if it was me or I couldn't tell. But then I was like, that doesn't really look like my complexion. She was like dusty as fuck. And then I was like, oh, I have no tattoos. And she had this big tramp stamp right above her ass. I was like, that's not me. And I looked at the date because it was dated because he's a stupid fuck.
Jeez.
And yeah, well.
That man's name is?
Okay. First initial.
A.
I don't want to know.
No, he's not famous.
Allen okay. Iverson.
No. His name was Alan, though. Yeah.
Is it better to get cheated on? Is it better to be cheated on with someone that's less attractive or more attractive than you?
It's got to hurt when he's less attractive because you're like, I lowered my standards for you.
Yeah.
And you crushed me.
Right. You're like, I'm the best you've had, I think.
Yeah. More Chestnut cheats on you. You're like, nigga, I expected it.
No, I'm saying if
you deserve a hand job after the Roswell premiere.
I mean,
no. She's talking about the girl.
Like, say,
the girl is better looking than you.
The person they cheat on you with.
I've never been with anybody better looking than me, so I don't know.
Oh, well, anyways, Melissa.
I mean, I was able to chalk it up to the fact that she was just a mattress.
So you stuck? Did you stick around for a little bit?
No, I did not.
El fin no más.
I hire slow and fire fast.
Mm, really?
Pew, pew.
That's a good one. I like that.
Hire slow, fire fast. I get the fuck out of there and don't give them the opportunity to fuck up again.
If you think the person's better than you, like with, you know, better looking, better job, I feel like you could obsess with them and be like, what, you know, what is it? I mean, not what is it, but damn, I'd be jealous. But then if the person's less than, it's like, was I less to you in your eyes than this?
Well, you know, I pulled out my psychology.
Porn star that does low-end porn.
I pulled out my psychology training, and I was just like, you know, my career was on the up and up. He was basically a failure. And, you know, he had to overcompensate for his, you know, inferiority complex.
Right.
And so since he was a fucking stallion in the bedroom, that was the only way that he knew to, you know, make himself feel like a man.
Why a lot of fuckboys good in bed? I hate that.
I hate that too.
It's
God
like,
damn it.
Damn it.
What's the definition of a fuckboy?
Oh man, just some hot mess. And you're like, ugh, all this is bad, but this is good. Yeah. All this is bad.
But then the sex is really good. Right.
I've never been sprung though, where I stayed with someone that was not too
dickmatized.
Long.
You've never been dickmatized. No. You've never been dickmatized.
Not for a long, I mean, a short, I mean, not that long. Like, I can acknowledge a good episode or talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a good talent scout.
You had a story though you wanted to tell us.
Oh, it was a segue to a new story.
Okay, go ahead with the segue.
And then go back to my...
Yes, okay. Yes.
Well, speaking of dickmatized, it's come out recently that Paula Abdul has admitted to being caught when she was on American Idol as a judge with the contestant Corey Clark. Remember the little light-skinned boy? He looked with Puerto Rican. He had the big hair. Light-skinned boy.
Everybody fucking knew that, though.
But she admitted she was, like, people walked in on her several times naked when they were filming the show.
How old was he?
Where are you fucking at on the set?
Like, her dressing room. I'm sure she had a dressing room. She was one
she
of
would
the...
lock the door.
Well, maybe she is a, I don't know, what's the opposite of voyeur when you like people?
Exhibitionist.
There it is. Maybe she wanted, oh my God! But she secretly
but that's,
turned her
you could
on.
Lose your job.
Well, apparently she didn't.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
That's what I'm saying. If you left the door open.
How old was that child?
He was young.
Wasn't she like 50 at the time?
But you know what? When you get
She's always been 50.
I think when you get to a certain age, though, you get to a like, who cares part of your portion of your life. I personally can't wait to get there. I think it's going to be in the next like 10 years. Well, okay. I'm getting there actually.
How old is your little boy toy right now? I know you have one stashed away, you know, like when, you know, you don't want to break out the Hitachi and you want some, like, you know,
he is
hands on your ass.
He's actually in his 40s.
No way.
Yeah. My oldest ever.
Wow.
Yes.
Ever.
How's he holding up?
Good.
Viagra? No.
Got a good,
no
great. I tell him to watch this too. Now I might tell him. Anyways.
He's doing all right.
He has a great hairline still. And that's how I measure like a man's like fertility and just their youth. Oh, yeah. Anyways, like, and they have a strong, solid hairline still. When they're in their 40s, I'm like, you got some good genes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You're not falling apart at
yeah.
the seams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Like, that really means a lot to me. Teeth and hairline.
Teeth and hairline. I agree with you on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Virility.
It's indicative of virility, exactly.
And you've been probably taking care of yourself. Maybe your life isn't that stressful.
Yeah.
You tend to get the little rooftop thing going on there.
God, that is, it's so awful to see a man disintegrate from his, from, you know, once being like this glorious, you know, kind of Adonis to womp, womp, womp.
But unless I did you wrong, then I love it. You know what I mean? Like, that's like amazing to see them like get...
Just fall the fuck apart.
Yeah, like ACL kind of gives out.
Oh my God.
Got nail fungus. You know what I mean? You're like, yes, shouldn't have did me wrong. 97.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic now. He's got cirrhosis of the liver. Yes, fucker.
I think on my way to cirrhosis of the liver. I just had an episode of Beauty in Essex the other day. Drank way too much champagne. Threw up outside of the car. At least this time I did not fall into
Melissa,
it.
Melissa, we're still doing this. We're still doing this.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, come on. At some point, we got
I thought Freaknik 93.
94.
Listen,
max.
Listen, I held it together before I left the joint. It
you
was
threw
when
up
I,
in public?
No, it was...
Tell the truth.
No, it was somewhere...
You threw
on,
outside
it was
in LA?
Somewhere. It was somewhere on Sunset Boulevard, I think. I don't know. I don't remember. I was
how
blind.
How many drinks does it take?
It was champagne, so I had about six of them.
Mm.
Does a maybe become a hell yeah for you when you're drunk?
No.
A maybe does for me, but a no doesn't become a yes, but a maybe, like it's someone I've already, you know.
No, I can't. I almost want to say 100% of the time when I'm drunk, I go home alone. 100% of the time.
Never had like a one night stand or like a.
Oops. Oh no, I've definitely had a one night stand.
Okay.
No, but
she's like, I was sober.
Yeah, I was. Oh. I was well aware of what the fuck I was doing. Oh yeah, no, you, me, yeah.
Good for you.
Let's do
Good
this.
Good for you for owning that too. A lot of women don't like to own that.
Oh my God, if you haven't had a one night stand in your life, like you're fucking missing out. Like, come on now. Like, it's you have to take advantage of being young. That's when we have no concept of fucking risk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's really great to get under somebody when you're trying to get over somebody. And as a matter of fact, my one night stand, I had just, you know, ended a relationship with a guy. It was completely amicable. It was just geography that, you know, where we couldn't be together. And as soon as I'd had, you know, like the little rendezvous with the dude, I called my ex to tell him all about it. And he was really happy for me. Yeah. He was like, oh, tell me more. I was like, that's why I fucking love you.
Oh, wow.
So hot.
He wanted to hear about your
having sex. He wanted to hear all about it.
He's gay.
No, he wasn't.
I kind of thought that too.
He wasn't.
He's gay adjacent.
He just wanted to. He wanted to hear how happy I was.
Yeah.
Shut up, you guys.
Yeah.
Either he was gay or he even fucking so many
Melissa.
People.
So Melissa, did he have a nice? Tell me about his ass. How's the dick?
Tell me about his cock.
Chris, you being an older gentleman, pushing up on the half century
mark.
Yeah, half century mark. There you go. How do you view women who've had one night stands? Are you judgmental?
No, you can't be judgmental. Because we're at the, like she said, you have to at least experience it one time.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay, what if it's not one time?
Then you've had 10 one night stands.
No, not me. I'm asking for a friend.
I don't judge. There's people who've had one night stands and got married to the person they've been married for 30 years.
What about sex with the person on the first date?
Oh, and by the way, I did. That was my ex-fiance. Yes.
My longest relationship.
Sex on the first date. Yeah, and we were together for 2 years.
Listen, sometimes shit just clicks.
Yeah.
And I think that's like an honest, like, you're showing some honest kind of attraction there instead of playing that game. Like, well, I'm going to wait, but you don't want to.
Oh, yeah. Like, right, when I saw him, I was like, I am totally fucking him tonight.
What if you...
And damn.
Then for the next 2 years, it was just fighting and fucking to fight.
Okay, so what if you adore this person's personality and then you know, the phone game was great and then, you know, you had the build up and you finally do it on the first date, right?
And it sucks.
And then the sex is terrible.
Yeah. That's what you get for being stingy. I think
I've blocked any experience like that out of my memory. I've had really, really good experiences. Like, I haven't had...
You haven't had an impotent man? Like... Every guy gets it now.
I've definitely, you know what, for the most part, guys have a very difficult time. Like, I won't let them back there for at least a month.
Back there?
Yeah.
In the booty?
No. Like,
it's okay. You know,
people
back,
behind?
No. Back shots.
People in
Why?
Because.
They come too fast.
Oh, yeah. They can't last 30 seconds.
She's saying her behind is like a mystical creature, much like a unicorn.
Exactly.
And that most men can't. Deal with that.
So yeah, you got
the,
No.
I get that all the time as well.
I gotta fucking prepare you for that. You know,
I just want you to know when you go back there, it's gonna be a little different. You give a little speech.
Yes, I'm
sign
just
like, this waiver. You're not gonna I'm come just in 3
like,
seconds.
No, I say breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, and think about some really fucked up shit so you just can keep on going. And if you're gonna bust, tell me before you do it.
So you want him to think of. So he's behind you, Melissa Ford. He's like Syria. Like with the.
I mean, I just want him to hold on. I just want him to hold on because I can't.
You want him to think about some horrible shit.
I want him to just hold on because I know it's not going to last very long.
And then what happens when he tells you? What do you need that for?
And I'm like, then wait and come back around, because I like to come together. Yeah, I like to come together. I have like that princess thing in my mind where I'm just like, you know, you want us to orgasm.
Oh yeah, I read
together.
About that. Princesses who like to come together.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what fucking fairy tale that was.
Cinderella syndrome. Hustler. I don't fucking know. I don't know, but that's just what I want.
Gotcha.
And that's just my thing. Okay. Wait.
What's up in the news?
Yeah. Okay. What's up in the news?
Okay. Jennifer Hudson has been engaged now for 9 years and she says she's no rush to get married.
Wow.
9 year engagement.
I don't get that. Like, I don't get that.
But seeing what Chris Spencer is saying, maybe that's the key to keeping it hot. Like, you know, maybe that keeps it sexy and maybe she's afraid of that happening.
Well, maybe she, a lot of times, maybe, you know, the pressure of being engaged happened and so they got engaged quick. And then there could
be a baby.
And then nine years later.
I don't know what her role models of married people were like growing up. You know what I mean? So she might have saw a lot of broken marriages. She could have saw a lot of
9 years later.
That's longer than a lot of marriages last. Actually,
they might not ever get married. I know a lot of people that were engaged and
what's the point of being engaged?
They thought they wanted to get married.
Just Kurt Russell and fucking Goldie Hawn the situation.
That's what they did. They probably got a ring and they're like, fuck it. Why do we need to get a wedding? Have a wedding.
Then don't say we're engaged.
No, you don't. They did it already. You keep throwing niggas to the side or whatever.
What do we know, really?
You know what? You're right about that. We don't know shit.
We
are 40-something year old single.
Yes.
Borderline bitter black women.
Yes.
One more year, I'm going to get bitter.
We don't know a motherfucking thing. But on a serious note, so NFL draft week is happening, coming up this weekend.
Those used to be such fun times.
My God.
I used to care.
What was your favorite party? For me, it was the ESPN party. They can throw ESPN, a motherfucking party. Yeah. Oh, I love the
Super Bowl.
ESPN party.
Some of the Super Bowl parties are fun, like the Players Association.
Did y'all like football or just football?
I love the game.
I love football.
I know you love sports.
I wish I could play football.
Yeah. No, I love football. Like, absolutely, absolutely. Who's your favorite player of all time?
Tom Brady. I'm a Patriots fan, big time.
Wow. She's from that area.
Yeah, I'm from Rhode Island.
Oh, true.
I go back and people say, oh, you're a bandwagon fan. No, back in 87 when we were accused of, we got caught with steroids, some of the players. Went to the Super Bowl, I think it was in Louisiana. Like, I go way back, my love, when Drew Bledsoe was the quarterback, who's now the oldest. No, is it Vinatieri that's the oldest player now? He's still playing. He's a kicker.
I don't know.
He's like 45, I think.
Can you imagine? That's old now, 45. I mean, for an athlete, that is old.
Yeah, so the draft is among us.
Yeah, so that was just a segue to talk about Aaron Hernandez, because that shit just had me like completely captivated. And since you're a Patriots fan, I'm sure you've been completely following that story. So it's just, I mean, I'm still having a really difficult time wrapping my brain around the fact that this guy just beat a double murder rap. I mean, yes, he's in jail for the first murder that he's...
Odin, whatever.
Yeah, Odin Lloyd. That was his name.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, Odin Lloyd. So he's in jail without the possibility of parole, life sentence, and then he hires Jose Baez, the guy who represented Casey Anthony, who just got him out of this double murder possible conviction. So then he goes and commits suicide. And it just didn't make any fucking sense.
I don't know if that really happened, though.
Yeah, no, I'm having a difficult time believing that it did. And then the rumors came out that he had like a gay lover. I was like, oh, come on. Right.
And you saw the guy?
No, I didn't see him. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's like this little puny looking, like, I don't know what he is. Maybe like...
Aaron Hernandez has not been in jail that long for him to turn to...
You don't know how long it takes.
That's true.
And who's to say he wasn't like that before he went in?
They're kind of saying now that the reason why he killed his friend was because he had knowledge. That's the story now, that he had knowledge of him being possibly gay and he'd wanted out, and that was the issue, really. Right. So I don't know. I don't know. I know that I was hurt when he did, commit these crimes. He was a great part of the offense.
Yeah.
We had a killer offense, but we didn't know just...
How much of
a killer
it was. And that wasn't even a joke.
Like, I know you were.
He had everything.
Yeah, he did.
Best team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Big contract. He had his little, fiance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Daughter on the way, who's now 4 years old.
But now they're saying that he may possibly be able to avoid, that the Patriots might have to pay, fulfill the contract, and the $15 million that was still owed to him might still go to his daughter.
Well, people are saying that was the reason for...
the suicide.
For him committing suicide, that was it. And I'm just like, do we really know that he was... No, let me not speak.
I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in prison that we don't know, a lot of cover-ups. I mean, we all seen life. You know what I mean? There's a lot in there. I'm just saying. A lot of secrets exposed in there. We think it's a comedy, you guys. No joke.
Listen, I watch some prison shows every night. Locked up.
MSNBC Lockup every day.
Did.
That's all I watch.
No pun intended. Mm-hmm. I watch all them shows.
What's the guy's name? The booty bandit.
The one that says he'd be grabbing them up.
He's like...
we're not talking about Trump, are we?
I liked you. I want you. We're going to do it the easy way or the hard way.
Wait, who is this?
This convict.
Oh, okay. Man.
He's like in his 50s.
Uh-huh. He was a famous, probably one of the most famous convicts on lockup. Mm-hmm. And he was very open about his antics in prison and how he, takes...
He's going to get you. He's going to take your booty.
Well, Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. He would go fishing.
Yes.
That's what he
He's
would
up for parole, too.
Oh, God. Don't let him out.
Let me get his name.
Don't let him out.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Don't let him out. You know, I wanted to ask you your opinion on Ann Coulter's speech being being canceled at UFC Berkeley.
Felice Johnson is his name. Felice Johnson, they spoofed him on the Boondocks. Sorry. Please, everybody, go to YouTube and look up Felice Johnson's interview when he talks about being the booty bandit and how much he loves booty. Okay, sorry. Anyways.
And way more than the guys you dated.
Speaking of booty, Ann Coulter, I can't stand her. I feel like she's a Nazi. Yeah. I think she's a cunt. I can't stand her.
Yeah.
She's so negative. She's racist.
I like that word cunt. I use it when it's applicable, and it definitely applies to Ann Coulter. Yes. She really is a fucking see you next Tuesday.
But she's see you next. But she's fucking Jay Walker, supposedly.
Well, that's probably why she hates the black race so much. Of all of them, she messes with JJ. Dynamite. I mean, you know, I don't know. He's like,
Claudia, that joke was dynamite.
Sorry. It's so weird that she's like supposed to be this racist person. Mm-hmm. And of all the brothers in the land, you're with JJ. And what is he doing with her? And how did that even happen? What mutual friends do they have in common?
They're having a good time.
But they did cancel her speech, right?
Because of the threat of violence, because people can't fucking stand her.
Right.
But it's funny that the ACLU came to her defense recently. And this is basically what the legal director said, and I want to get your take on this, because being people of color, we get racist insults thrown at us on a fucking fairly regular basis.
Right.
So I just kind of think that we might have a different perspective on hateful speech. So he says, hateful speech has consequences, particularly for people of color, LGBT community, immigrants, and others who have been historically marginalized. But if the government gets to decide which speech counts as hate speech, the powers that be may later feel free to censor any speech that they don't like. For the future of our democracy, we must protect bigoted speech from government censorship. On college campuses, that means the best way to combat hateful speech is through counter speech, vigorous and creative protest and debate, not threats of violence or censorship. I don't know. I mean, I feel like the atmosphere that we're currently living in has been, violence is what has been kind of promoted. Like, I remember Trump supporters when, you know, the election hadn't taken place. They were literally, militia groups were forming all over the place and ready to like revolt if he was not elected president.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that day would have fucking looked like? This hell happened the day after my 40th birthday. It was the worst birthday I've ever had in my life because I knew that fuck was gonna win.
You knew?
I knew it. I had had this sense of foreboding for the last month and a half. Like, this darkness was coming. I was like, either we're going to get hit with the big one here in California, mm-hmm. or Trump's going to win.
Right.
I knew it. I just felt it. And when he did, I was like shell shocked.
I still can't believe it.
Yeah. No, he still can't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's still fucking stunned. He doesn't even know who to ask for like an opinion on how do I govern this fucking place?
Right. I don't think he thought he was going to win.
No.
I don't think he thought he was going to win, and he's just unprepared.
Yeah.
The team is unprepared. There's a lot of people that just not really know what they're doing.
Right. Exactly.
We have the Secretary of Education. She can't even spell on Twitter. Neither can our president.
I know. And that's one of the many lies that he's told, you know, because he said, you know, when I win, I'm not going to be on Twitter. I'll probably never use it.
Like when he wins, he's going to show us his taxes.
Yeah. And build a wall.
Rachel Maddow did a nice little breakdown a few days ago where she really broke down the whole thing with Russia and mm-hmm. why certain people were put in place. And it all comes down to a sea in the northern part of Russia. I think it's the Kara Ocean, Kara mm-hmm. Sea. It's where a huge amount of oil is located.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been knowing about this for a while. And during Obama's administration, we had issued sanctions against them.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no way there was no money being made with them.
Mm-hmm.
So these people were put in place, and then, you know, Rex Tillerson, you know, he never even met Trump before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy from Exxon is being put in this powerful position, and it's just opening, it's just clearing all the red tape to get the oil. That's really all it's about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of times, like when we want to bomb Syria, it's not really about we give a shit about the kids being poisoned mm-hmm. or chemicals being used. There's always an underlying reason. It's always, mm-hmm. well, because Syria's banks are independent. They don't rely on the World Bank. They have their own thing going on. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to get rid of Gaddafi. It wasn't because we really were that bothered by what he was doing to his own people, because mm-hmm. there's plenty of other places in the world where there's atrocities being, mm-hmm. you know, committed, but they don't have anything that we need.
Right. Nope.
They don't have the oil. They don't have the raw materials, you know, and look at Africa, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, look where we are, and it's follow the money. That's where mm-hmm. we are. There's a lot of places where a lot of civil rights are being violated, a lot of human rights are being violated, and we're not jumping to the defense. And that just didn't start with Trump. It's been right. going on for a long time.
But it seems like our so-called relationship with Russia, based on, you know, the bromance between Putin and Trump, looks like it might be over, because he's basically blamed Russia for the attack on Syria. Right. You know, so I don't know. I don't know how much closer we are to being able to get our grubby little hands on that, like, you know, huge reservoir of oil mm-hmm. in Russia. It's just, I don't know. He was playing with fire when it came to that whole relationship.
Well, you know, Putin's experience, like, he's a master at mind games. And mm-hmm. if you think a reality star, businessman, real estate guy that has, you know, listen, he's charismatic. You got to give him that. He's good in business for the most. Well, he has been and he hasn't been. Mm-hmm. But he's no match for someone on that level mm-hmm. of intelligence. Mm-hmm. They play chess all day long with people. Mm-hmm. So we all know, I knew working with Trump 20 minutes, that you stroke his ego. Mm-hmm. He's open to you.
Yeah.
He's receptive to that. Yeah. He wants to be in business with you. That's really all it took.
Yeah.
When I would say positive things to him, like, he would want to do them, like, give me the world. He want to put me on his shows. That's really all it took.
Yeah.
So if I know that.
Truest form of a narcissist. Just stroke the ego, and they're just like, you know, putty in your hands.
And look how he just describes the conversations these leaders. We talk all the shit about China and how they're currency manipulators mm-hmm. and they're going to pay their share and they're this and they're that. And then you have one meeting with the president and he says some nice things and you feel like you have a good relationship now. Yeah. And you just go for it. Like, really, he's like a woman with daddy issues, right?
Yeah.
And a man comes along and says, you know, you're really beautiful and I would never hurt you. And you go for it because you're lacking that. You need that love.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, Putin is not a person you want to, like, play those kind of games with.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if this is even a real beef. Like, I just have to question everything. Mm-hmm. Are we doing this to kind of distract from their relationship? You know, because the block is getting hot. And look at all the people who have been getting killed. Mm-hmm. Russians that have been being killed that know a lot of information. People are just falling out of windows. People getting rolled up on and shot in the head in mm-hmm. public. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a big deal. It's not being made about this. But these are the people that have things and knowledge of what is really going on. Mm-hmm. They're being taken out one at a time.
It's crazy. I just finished watching, like, the final season or the last season of Homeland, and it's just like, it's so crazy, like, how art is really just imitating life. But it's insane watching it on TV and realizing the shit is for real.
It is.
And it is, I feel like we're literally on the precipice of a third fucking world war. Like, it's terrifying. That's why I've been on my YOLO kick. I don't know if you've been following me on Instagram. My Instagram life is fucking awesome. I was just snowboarding in Japan. I went to Australia. I went and hugged some trees up north and shit like that. Cause I don't know if tomorrow's gonna happen. I don't know if the world is going to fucking blow up because all these world leaders with small penises are now playing with their nuclear fucking weapons programs.
The fact that anyone is talking about really wanting to use a nuclear weapon
is ridiculous.
When multiple countries have them is the most reckless thing ever. Like, no one should ever even want to even play those kind of games. Like, why are we talking shit to the president, like, of North Korea, who's a madman, who's killed his own family members? Like, why are we even playing that game? That's like walking up to a pit bull in the hood and just, like, kind of poking him, or just having a steak. Why would you do that? Why are you tempting fate like that? Mm-hmm. These people have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. They kill their own people. They don't care about killing a country that they view as, you know,
mortal enemy.
They look at us like, you know, America, like, it's Sodom and Gomorrah right here. Am I saying it right?
Sodom and Gomorrah, yep.
Yeah, I didn't really read the Bible that much. Yeah. I just heard it a few times. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they already look at us like a place where there's a bunch of heathens, and we kind of been showing, like, you know, our stankness.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed of our country ever since. I mean, I've been embarrassed of our country for a while lately. Just the people and just how we think. And mm-hmm. it's just like, fuck them. And it's all us. That's just not the way to be. We have to exist with everybody else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a president that thinks it's fun and games. It's a video game. And he wants to sun other leaders that are known killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really? Like, that's what you're cool with that.
He should just take a walk through, like, I don't know, East LA or something like that. Just buck up with some, like, fucking bloods or something. See how it really goes down.
Just true leadership is being able to show some strength and also some
decorum
and diplomacy and being able to work with people. You don't just go in and be like, I'm here, fuck all y'all. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to change the rules. I don't care what y'all been doing for all these years. We're doing it my way.
That we elected, well, not we, I didn't participate in this motherfucking shit. It's all y'all fault. I think that, you know, like, somebody with a serious mental deficiency has been elected to run the country. Like, I legitimately think that something is, like, that he's mentally unstable. And I'm diagnosing him, yes, I am. And because he just, his Twitter, if you just read his Twitter feed from the point of election to now, you will see the hint of bipolarism. Mm. Definite narcissistic personality disorder.
For sure.
Maybe a little bit borderline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad because as someone that knew him, as a friend and as an entertainer, he was a likable person.
Yeah.
He really was, if he's on your side.
Right.
When he doesn't rock with you, as you saw with Rosie O'Donnell, like, he goes hard on you. But when he likes you, like, he definitely will go to bat for you.
Yeah.
Loyalty is the number one thing to him, even if you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I think when you are a leader, just like being a good parent, it can't just be about, that's my kid, and because they're my kid, I have to rock with them. No, there has to be that thing you have inside of you where you really still care about what's right and wrong, or you have no business being a leader.
Yeah.
Message.
Yeah.
Right? I'm kind of deep today, huh? Yeah, it's just something I'm just... This is our lives. This is our world. You know what I mean? It's like, we got a lot of shit wrong right now. And then all these regulations just going out the window. Do you guys know it's the equivalent of dumping one dump truck full of trash into the ocean every minute? That's how much plastic is going into our oceans as well. And we have a president now that's deregulating everything. Oh, you can do whatever you want. Litter, pollute. We don't care. It's just about the bottom line of making money.
Yeah.
There's 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic in the ocean.
I know.
And now there's going to be more plastic than fish in the ocean by 2050. And these fish are eating plastic, and then we're eating those fish that eat plastic.
Yeah.
You know, we've got, you know, those little, I mean, I've seen, you see the tragic
sushi.
Country. Well, your sushi's going to have a side of a Pepsi bottle in it.
It's really fucking depressing. It's really depressing. You know, we are truly.
Let me get a Coke and a sushi. No, just give me the sushi and a Coke.
We are truly like a fucking zombie apocalypse. Us as human beings. Mm-hmm. Because all we do is just absorb and take and take and take and just, and rape, pillage, and just don't give anything back. Like, it's just all about us. Top of the food chain, and we take full advantage of it. It's like, it's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
YOLO.
So what do? Do we have the YOLO attitude and just say whatever and not care? Are we on the right path by not bringing kids into the world just yet? You know, just saying whatever?
I kid you not. That is like something that I debate within myself all the time. It's like you've got that biological urge to procreate, to see yourself in your progeny, you know? Not necessarily have something the size of a fucking watermelon come out of the size of a fucking walnut, but
not looking forward to that.
No, not fucking at all. Good luck, girlfriend over there. But
it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Really? 8 pounds coming out?
Yes.
How?
Imagine just pushing out 8 pounds out of your ass and then telling in.
Or that little hole in your penis. What is that? The urethra?
No.
The tube is the urethra.
Yeah.
But the little pee hole. What's the pee hole called?
The pee hole, I guess. The pee hole?
Pee hole.
It's not.
You have to say it like it's scientific. The pee hole.
What is it?
The pee hole. No, listen. After you get through the pain, take some drugs. It's the greatest experience in the world is seeing.
But what kind of world? What kind of world would our children inherit?
We live in Sherman Oaks, so everything is fantastic. Right now. Cul-de-sacs in private school. These motherfuckers are fat. I got the kind of kids that are like, you know, I'm making breakfast, scrambled eggs and blueberry waffles, orange juice, and turkey sausage. What else? Well, I actually have this little mango smoothie I made. And we have, I flew in some hazelnuts from the southern tip of these mountains in Hawaii. What else? That's the kind of fucking kids.
Really is spoiled.
Your kids are slightly jaded, maybe.
It's not spoiled. It's just like, we fucked up.
Have a good life.
We fucked up.
No hardships.
We've become white. We give kids choices to eat. We have options. You know, I never had no fucking options. Yeah. Our schools, we have options. We go to private school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know the school's called Curtis. It's on the corner of.
I would never know anything about the a corner school of here in LA.
Foreclosure and divorce. Okay. the school is very expensive, and then we went through this whole junior high thing, and then there's fucking there's just choices. When I was growing up, you know what school you went to? The motherfucking school right there. The closest one.
The closest one.
So it's just a different world. You know what I mean? These kids, their peers are fantastic. So they think they should live fantastic. And the fact that I'm a multi-thousandaire, I'm able to give them half of a fantastic life. But I just hope I'm not fucking up. You know what I mean?
The kids, yeah. Because like a lot of times the kids that do those crazy crimes, like the Menendez brothers and stuff, like they had a good life.
Yeah.
So you might want to just give a little hardship. Like maybe get like a dog from the pound, you know what I mean? That's not really like from the pet shop.
Literally, we go to the fucking Laker games, we're on the floor. I mean,
really?
What the fuck?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, your kids definitely do some crazy shit to you.
And yours will too.
Yeah, no. We still haven't decided if we're going to fucking have them.
I don't know. I have to go get my fertility checked. I don't know if I have any.
Oh, yeah.
How many are left in there?
Yeah, like I'm kind of like.
Eggs might be cracked.
It drops down after 35, like drastically.
Yeah, my last cycle was a little.
Drippy.
Wah, wah.
What happens is your period starts to get irregular.
No, it's right on schedule. Like, it's always on schedule, but it just got a little.
Not as much.
A little light. And I was as fertile as a motherfucking tomato patch. Right. Yeah.
Ouch.
Like, I.
So you've been to Planned Parenthood before.
I've always.
Saturday morning.
I swear to God. I know her brain so well.
Because that's the only way you know you're fertile if you have kids. Because like, when people say, I am so fertile, like, how fertile are you? Miss No having kids.
Killer!
They didn't all make it.
Murderer!
No! I want to live, mommy. I could have been president. Okay, stop. I'm sorry. Well, now that we're cool, I brought you a gift.
Oh, no way.
I brought you something. Here.
It's a bottle. Don't break it.
I mean.
Hey, lip glosses.
It's a new packaging.
Thanks.
The Claudia Jordan collection available now online. The Claudia Jordan collection.
Is that your lips? Is that
matte your? Lip color is long lasting. She has two of the new colors. You can open them.
I love
them.
That. Let's, yeah.
I have to name them. Mm-hmm. So it's the shade collection.
This is your real?
Yes. Shade collection. And the gimmick of my lipstick line is every time something like new colors come out, I name them with shady names.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I was on Housewives of Atlanta, I had some like shady names, and like there's one color that's like a burnt orange. So we're going to name that one.
Like it.
It's a burnt orange. We're going to name that one impeached. And then
okay, like
the
that.
Red will be like Russian spy or whatever. Yeah. Like whatever's like current events.
Oh,
so just
like
fun
that.
Little shady names. It just keeps it fun.
Yeah. I like that. Well, yeah. I mean, plug away, Chris. Shit. Tell us what's going on in your professional life that you want the world to know about besides, you know, Real Husbands of
Hollywood season 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out pitching.
Yeah.
I'm actually casting a show, all boys.
Look, see, I looked at him.
Yeah, we both did.
Wait a second. You guys might work for this.
Okay.
Let's talk off
You should air. Give okay. some old birds a chance. Like, it would be kind of like giving back. You know
it's
what I mean?
Last
like,
hurrah.
It
really, come on.
Listen.
Damn, you just ruined it by telling me you guys were old.
We got one foot in the grave.
Yeah,
hey,
but
listen,
we don't look old,
though.
You don't look old.
Mm-mm. We look young. I'll get some more done.
Shea butter, cocoa butter.
Mm. Yeah, so I sold a couple flicks.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sell some other TV shows. Trying to get back in front of the camera as well. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of niggas rich, and it's time. For me to get back in the forefront.
Yeah.
I love when I see you in like old school movies. You know?
It's so funny, people. I forget how much shit I've done because I saw Gabrielle Sidibe. She's like, oh my God, I used to watch you when I was a baby. I was like, how old are you?
I really like her though.
She's great.
I really, really like her. I love her and her confidence and her fierceness and her fucking clapbacks.
She is
awesome.
Good?
She's amazing.
She is. Her and Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen is my, she's my Shiro. I
gotta read.
She's definitely my Shiro. Yeah.
They're better than you? No.
Yeah.
Close.
They're not funny with it.
They're funny. No, they're like, they get them.
You guys are, you're really good at it too. I'm not. I'm really not. I just have to keep myself in Hakuna Matata mode and just don't do anything. I just get so offended and hurt. No, I'm half Bajan.
You know why?
Bajan.
You know why? Because you're emotional. What's your sign?
Scorpio.
You guys are emotional, right?
Super duper.
The way to be a good person, a good clap backer or have funny comebacks, you have to take your emotion out or you lose.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
When I beat old boy in Vegas, it's because I was relaxed and I wasn't really taking it seriously. So if you can just work on taking the emotion out, that's when you say some slick shit because your mind's working better. When you have emotion and rage, like things are just firing off too fast. And you always want to just say, well, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you is not a good clapback.
No, I know.
Fuck you is not a good clapback.
But it feels good.
The moment someone says fuck you, I know I won. And then I have a bigger smirk on my face. And then I'm just like, I'm going to keep going now. I'm going to keep hitting that little scab and picking at it. But when you just take the emotion out, you can say some real fly shit. So just take a second before you clap back.
Well, you might have to give me a lesson. Funny No. Like literally, we're going to pull out my Instagram page. We're going to go through the comments. Anybody say some stupid shit?
Oh, and get petty with it. Like, don't be above going to their page and feel free to attack a physical, shortcoming that they have. That's what I tend to do. I have no problem. I mean, some days I'm on my positive shit on my page and I'm like, all is positive. But then every once in a while, I have to like just do a side-by-side of someone. And
okay, well, you know, for everybody who's listening, Claudia is going to look at my Instagram page. She's going to teach me the art of the clap back, and I swear to God, we're going to have to bring you back on just so we can see your lessons put into play. On that note, I want to thank you both for coming by.
Thank you. Chris, you
are fucking awesome, because this was just like literally this morning you agreed to do this, and I love you for it. You're like my big brother.
We both are blowing him up.
We're trying to get gigs, girl. What the fuck? And Claudia, I swear to God, like, you are just
fearless.
Yeah. I love her. I just absolutely love her.
Keep on going, because I think you owe me some more compliments.
I got you, girl, off air. Thank you all for listening. You're listening to Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. Peace out.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.